in terms of, you know, your record in Eurobasket, but you know, it means something in terms of practice. And, you know, are you learning things about your team, and are you improving things? The second game in a series or in a tournament or in a joint practice environment is always a chance to correct what you did wrong the day before, or scout the other team better and make some adjustments, and then see if you can gain something from a tactical standpoint. If you have a situation like we did yesterday where we lost, you also are testing your character in terms of how hungry you're going to be to come the next day, because that happens in Eurobasket. You can lose a game. The next day, you got to play a game. And you can't let that affect you negatively. You got to put that behind you, or you got to use that as a motivation to do better. And I think that we did all of those things. So it was important that we did the right things in response to what happened the day before. It's not important that we won or that we lost.
Can you give a prediction about the performance of Bulgarian team at the Euro Champions against Poland, Lithuania, and Turkey?
Listen, they can beat any one of those teams, and they need to beat one of those teams, in my opinion, to qualify for the next round. Now, they can also lose to any of those teams. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in Penny, certainly, that he's going to put them in a situation where they have a chance to win. Are they going to do it? Are they going to have the experience? Are they going to have the kind of maturity and mentality that you need in Eurobasket? You know, it's hard to say how they're going to respond, because that environment is very different than what they saw here. And that's why we go away to play all our games.
Are you impressed by some of our players, or
yes,
any
very,
special players?
Very much. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Stoichkov from 15 years ago when I was assistant coach of Israel in the junior national team tournament in Yumbol.
Yes.
And I remember him then, and I said, boy, that guy's a great player. And I was right. He was a great player then. He's a great player now, and he's part of the fabric of the society of Bulgarian basketball and sport. And he's a great guy as well. And so I'm a big fan of his. I like both of the Ivanov brothers. I think they play hard and physical and tough, and they play the game right. And I like that about it. I think Filip Vidanov, who's had a lot of injury problems, is an exceptional player. I know teams that I've coached in the past, he's a guy that I've looked at, that I've considered taking because of his shot-making ability, his offensive ability. And again, before the injuries, he was a lot more athletic and could do more things. So, you know, there's guys in the Bulgarian team, certainly, that I like. And I like their team. I like the way they play. And I really hope that they have success. For my friends, the friends on the staff, Pini and Avi Kavalski and Tito Pabazov, I want to see those guys do well. They're good people and great coaches, and I hope they succeed.
How much you miss Andrei Kirilenko?
You know, we're missing Andrei because he's a fine man, and he's obviously an exceptional talent. On the other hand, you know, when somebody decides not to come, then you just focus on the guys that are there, not the guys that are not there. I think our team now misses more from a professional standpoint. We miss more Holden than we do Kirilenko. Not because Kirilenko's not great. He is. And there's nobody at his level. But our biggest problem is point guard play. And Holden was a 35-minute-a-game player for us, with his experience, with his ability, with his clutch, you know, time shooting and playing. And his ability to take the ball and beat pressure, you know, we miss that more than anything, with no disrespect to Andre.